See, freedom thinks that people think that freedom means freedom to do whatever you want. No, it means freedom to take any choice that you want, whether it's high risk, low risk, hard, easy. That is your choice. You get a choice. And when you don't have this choice, you're limited. But a lot of people use the very freedoms that they have, that they were given, to put themselves back in a box. You put the limitators back on, to put the handcuffs back on their wrists because it's comfortable. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends. Today we're going to discuss how men can thrive amidst the gynocentric feminist society that we're living in today. So, just up front, gentlemen, I want to tell you, my voice might sound a little weird, I'm a little sick, trying to get through it. That's why I didn't put something out yesterday, but that's okay. We're gonna push through it. But my friends, I want to ask you a question. How many of you seem lost in the world of today? How many of you are trying to make heads or tails of the fact that the world seems to be changing and it's always in flux? You don't know which way to turn. You're trying to figure it out. You want to know what women want, but it doesn't seem to make sense. You want to fit into society, but you also don't like the way society's going. You want to have a marriage, but at the same time, you look at the marriage laws, it's no good. Most people's behavior is no good. The advice that people are giving you doesn't seem to add up. Does any of this sound familiar to anybody besides me? Good, because this is exactly what happened to me. And this is exactly why this channel is necessary, why I preach biblical bachelorism. It's not because I'm just trying to grift. It's because I understand not knowing where to turn, not knowing what to do. For me, I'll tell you up front, the way I get through it is by being a biblical bachelor. If you don't know what it is, it's the book that you'll see in the lower right hand or the lower left hand side of your screen right now, written by yours truly, Austin Creed. And my friends, I'm not telling you to buy the book if you don't want to do it. Hey, if you're happy with where your life's going, that's cool. I'm grateful, honestly, because I had to write this book to help me keep myself accountable and to get myself going. So if you can do it without that, wow, that's fantastic. I'm happy for you. But I'm telling you right now, the biggest reason why men are having a hard time in society is because there are so many men who want to be good men. They want to be traditional. They want to have what their fathers had, their grandfathers had, or even to do better. They want to have the wife. They want to have the kids. They want to have the house, the apartment. They want to have a very simple, satisfying, and fulfilling life. Most men want that. Now, when we get into most men that women talk about, they're talking about Pookie. They're talking about Ray Ray and Chad and Tyrone, the guys who are not you. Talking about the guys who, they drive the motorcycles, they have all the muscles, they have all the money, they do dangerous things, they treat women subpar, they do all these things. Why? Because A, they can, and B, because women respond to it. Gentlemen, we're going to watch some clips on the show today to help you answer this question. I mean, I've already given you part of my answer, but you need to answer this for yourself. How are you going to get through to your goals living in this day and age? How are you going to do it? Because if you don't know how, well, then it's no wonder that you're not getting the results that you want. So without further ado, what we're going to do is we're going to get into feminism itself, and we're going to discuss what it is, how it got to the point that it's at, and what you can do about it. What should you do about it? Because a lot of people, they want to just get upset. They want to get mad. They want to live in this discontent. And we all go through the stages of grief. Anyone who's lost a family member, they've lost a job, they've lost a pet, they understand this grieving process of accepting that what you used to have is gone, and what you have now is not what you want, but you have to live with it. That is what the grieving process is all about, and there are stages of it. And one of the most obvious stages of this transition from what people call blue pill to red pill is what people call red pill rage. This anger, this animosity towards the true nature of reality, and by extension, the true nature of women. People are upset, they don't like it. I get it. Do you think I like it? No. But guess what? it doesn't matter whether we like it or not. What matters is that it is true and that we have to deal with it. That's the only reality we got to face. Because otherwise, what are we going to do? Just be mad? What does that actually do for us? Nothing. It doesn't do anything. So what we're going to do instead is we're going to look at this video and we're going to have this broken down for us and have this woman who... Is she literally wearing the communist beret? Oh, you can't make this stuff up. Oh, by the way, in case you didn't know, feminism is closely related with Marxism and Trotskyism and Leninism. But we'll save that for a second. That's later on in the show. We're going to break this video down and look. We will see what she has to say. Leave your comments and your thoughts. Let's get going.
You cannot deny that feminism is a man-hating ideology.
I can deny that.
What is the core tenet of feminism? The patriarchy theory. Or do you believe in the patriarchy?
Yes.
Do we currently live in a patriarchy?
Yes.
Under patriarchy, are women oppressed?
Yes.
Under patriarchy, are men oppressors?
Yes.
So are you oppressed?
In some ways.
How?
One form of oppression that all women face is subjugation in the form of their sexuality. I think that women are forced to perform their sexuality.
What do you mean by perform the sexuality?
Like, I think that women become sexual objects in the eyes of the patriarchy. I think that a lot of men view themselves that way, and I think that a lot of women are comfortable viewing themselves that way.
Well, that sounds like zero accountability to me. You're putting the blame on men for women sexualizing themselves.
See, I want to give a shout out to the Whatever Podcast. I think he doesn't always have the most intelligent women on, so it makes him look more intelligent by default. That's just straight off the rip. But what I will say is he had some pretty good Aristotelian logic there. And gentlemen, this is the reality that we have to live with and we don't understand. And it took me a long time to start to understand it myself. And when I started to understand it, it opened my horizon and I understood what was happening. Number one, when he gets into the patriarchy theory, we need to understand what that is. What is patriarchy? Well, patriarchy means it's basically run by men. Government's run by men. It serves for men. But here's the part they leave out. It's meant to keep men in line, but to keep young men in check, and it's supposed to be based off of merit. It's supposed to be something that keeps other men in check. So when they try to run off and do despicable things, they get held accountable. When they want a buck, they get held accountable. When they do things they shouldn't be doing, there is a punishment in place. It has nothing to do with women. Women are usually the ones who cut other women in check. All you gotta do is look at the older churches that a lot of men like to discuss, like the Kojic churches, the Coptic churches. These are the types of churches that used to keep the older women with the long skirts. They were usually bigger women. They kept the women in check. They said, oh, don't you have your fast tail come in here with that short skirt. Or those leggings. No, you ain't gonna come in here in my church looking like that. Because all the men are gonna be looking at you. They give them a nice over baggy t-shirt. And then be like, no. You ain't gonna come in here and cause these men to start slipping. Yeah, we used to live in a time where that happened. Now let's go on to the theory part of that. Do you understand where this whole idea comes from? This feminist theory of patriarchy and men being oppressors and women requiring liberation? You know who popularized that idea? If you do, please leave it in the comments, because I'm about to tell you. But don't cheat. Don't cheat. This is a pop quiz. I'm going to trust that you answered before I give you the answer. The answer is it came from Marx and Engels when they discussed the idea of the man being, in their words, the bourgeoisie, and the woman and the child being the proletariat that required liberation from the oppressor. In other words, the man was inherently oppressive to these men. And they said that the woman required liberation, both physically and sexually, from that man, for there to be true equality and for communism to be actualized. Interesting, isn't it? So my friends, when I say that communism is tied into the race theory, the gender theory, these are all verifiable facts. That if you read Das Kapital, you read the Communist Manifesto, you can see this for yourself. Now, my friends, when we really get into the nitty-gritty details of it all, we need to understand that the overall campaign is meant for the nuclear family, the man, the woman family with the kid, the dog, the house, the whatever, to be broken down. And you might say, well, Austin, you're contributing to that. And I would say no. Reason being, because it's already destroyed. It's already gone. All you gotta do is look at the fact that homosexual marriage got liberated, I mean, got established. All you gotta do is look at the fact that divorce courts are very stacked against men. And not only are the divorce courts stacked against men, but you have the feminist movement literally saying to women, hey, if you feel, not if you are, but if you feel like you want, you're being mistreated in any way, whether it be real or imagined, you should leave. And not only should you leave, you should take vengeance against that man who wronged you, whether it was actual or perceived, that man should pay. And lawyers, as someone who got his undergrad in pre-law, I'm here to tell you, the lawyers will back this up if they're honest with you. Now, if they mainly have women clients, they will not tell you this because this will interfere with their job. But if they're honest, they will tell you in family court that the men usually come in, and this gentleman that we're about to say, right, I have this video. If you think I'm making it up, I'm about to show you this video to show you what I'm saying is true, but I'm going to give you it up front. The men tend to go into divorce court and they say, hey, you know what? I want an equitable settlement. I want her to get what she deserves. I want to get my kids 50% of the time, and I want to move on. I don't want to dwell on this. I don't want to sit in this. I don't want to be unhappy in this. I want to just move on with my life and go on to the next chapter and let bygones be bygones. You see, that's what men do. Statistically, though, women go into divorce courts, and there are many women lawyers who also say this. This is not just me being an evil man. Women say this. Women lawyers will validate this on the internet if you look this up, where they will tell you that they, being the family court lawyers, they will tell you women go in there statistically and they will say, hey, I want to destroy him. Like they're going to war against you. They're going to war against you. This is not go our separate ways and, oh, this is a business contract they went through. No, they are going in there to make an example out of you and to go to war against you. To take the kids 100% of the time, not 50, 100% of the time, and they want child support, and they want alimony, and they want you to be completely destroyed, shamed, demoralized, and everything in between. Now, I said statistically, I never said every woman will do this to you because this is just not true. But statistically speaking, this is increasing in the amount of times that this takes place, which is leading a lot of men to become passport bros, leading men to boycott marriage altogether, or saying, hey, you know what? I'll have my side piece over here for the fun, and I'll have my surrogate over here if I want to have kids, which is kind of what I advocate for, because I think that is the balancing of both acts. But the reason why I harp on conservatives, the reason I harp on these type of people is because they'll call out the so-called liberals, they'll call out the liberal communist socialists for pushing gender theory and race theory and all these things which are despicable in my opinion. But what they won't call out is the gynocentric society. They won't call out the fact that the women are shafting men in divorce courts. The laws are biased against men. The interpretations of said laws and the judges, the lawyers, the magistrates are actively going against the men. They won't tell you that part because guess what? A lot of them are married. So they can't do that because then they're stuck. They're basically hostages. Now, I told you that I had a lawyer that was going to tell you what I told you. And here it is right here. Let's listen.
I think family court is biased against men. In my experience of handling these cases all over New York State for plus 20 years, what I've seen is they don't usually get a break with child support. When it comes to custody visitation, if they want to prove they're the best dad in the world, they need to really prove it. And with spousal support, a lot of times, if the wife is the moneyed spouse making a boatload more money, the judges will tell you, I don't care, I'm not giving him spousal support. Yet if the roles were reversed, it would be exactly the opposite. Just not fair. There's nothing in the law to say that anything is gender specific. It should be an equal playing field. It's getting better. It's better than it used to be 20 years ago, but it's still biased.
See? And again, gentlemen, you might say, oh, Austin, this is one video. Austin, this is just one example of a guy from New York State saying this. And all my friends, no, it is not. All you got to do is look at guys in the space, look at articles on the internet. All of these are all part and parcel of the exact system we're warning you against. Sorry, I need some water. I'm getting a little parched up here, considering that I'm not feeling 100%. But my friends, you know what? I understand that it's very normal to say, I don't like this. I'm not happy with what's going on. I am not I'm not thrilled about this. Well, what do I do? How do I win? You might be asking. Well, how do I win? Well, my friends, it all comes down to what is it you want? Because the traditional route has never been more troublesome. And the route that you were told, especially if you're a spiritual guy, religious guy, of any stripe, you have been told you want to get married, you want to have kids, all the default settings that you have are actively being penalized. So, the answer becomes, well, what do I do? What do you do? So I understand that a lot of people, they don't have an answer. They'll just kind of make trade-offs. And because, well, I mean, what can you do, right? That's kind of how it works. But my friends, you know what I think? You know what I think we should do? I'll tell you. I'll read a little bit from my book, The Biblical Bachelor, and I'll tell you what I think. Okay. Now, you don't have to buy the book. You don't have to. I'm just giving. This is a part of my philosophy. Okay. And so when we talk about this, I think it'd be disingenuous for me to not discuss this book. So, let's read what I wrote. Here it is. Chapter 8, Biology and Babies, says the following. It says, the purpose of marriage is for children to build communities. Meaning of marriage has devolved in recent times to mean spending your life with somebody you love, to the rise of love has been emphasizing emotions and diminishing duty. All of us can, so we've seen that, we know someone who's experienced that. As feminism has flourished, so the government has been forced to change. We've seen that since the 1960s. The church is no different. In fact, in days gone by, it was very different. It was very much a man's world, and the women were concerned with the infidelity of their men. Thus, the marriage laws were constructed to ensure that a man could not simply cast aside a woman for another without consequence. And we see that reflected in the law that gentleman was discussing before. Those marriage laws have gone from being a fence to a pitchfork, which is not what we see today. Now, I was generous with these marriage rates because I knew that if I said 70%, the people would probably buck, because I wrote this about a year ago. But what's funny is that despite the fact that I wrote this in last October, and I started writing this back over a year ago, it's funny because now if you go on TikTok, you'll see people discuss that the marriage rate is actually above this 50%. And is more like 70%. And now not only are the women accepting this, they're now turning it back on men as if it's our fault again. In other words, it's always the man's fault, which, if you don't know, that's par for the course. So let's read, let's continue what it says here. Written by me, yours truly, Austin Creed. Here's what it says. With marriage rates declining, many people ask the standard question of who is responsible. Well, the divorce rate is 50%, with 80% of these divorces initiated by women. This means that as a man, you can work your hardest to be a good husband and still have a 1 in 2 chance of getting divorced, and statistically speaking, it's very likely that your wife will be the one to end the marriage, and she gets child support and alimony based on how long you've been together and what the court rules. See, gentlemen, I didn't just write this to bash on women. I wrote this because this is a guide for men who want to go on an alternate route. They're spiritual. They want something new, they want to be moral, whatever it is. This is the antidote that I found for myself, okay? And look, I understand that people don't... For example, I mentioned surrogacy right here. Surrogacy is a viable option for a man who possesses the burning desire for fatherhood once he has established himself in his career. This option has pros and cons just as marriage and absolute solitude. It says, according to scientific data, a two-parent household is the best environment in which to raise children. This is true. This ideal setting was once commonplace and expected. Still, with the current culture of feminism and women's liberation, traditional gender roles have been traded in for a topsy-turvy world where anybody can literally be anything they like. The problem with this approach is that it doesn't accept the reality that in some respects humanity has mostly remained the same since the Dark Ages. Society at large, via social pressure, kept people on the straight and narrow. Otherwise, they risked a social and spiritual backlash. In other words, the church, your community. Back in the day, gentlemen, you had to get married. Now, people want to get married. But now, back in the day, it was expected that you got married. Today, it kind of is, but it's going out of style. Reason being, because The women want all the you. To, they want all the benefits of you being traditional, and then they get the cherry pick. And men are waking up to this reality. And even if this is not happening to you right now, you could say, "Austin, this is not me. My girl's traditional. This doesn't affect me." This might be true right now, but will this be true in 10 years? Because you're this marriage you got into will be the same marriage, same commitment 10 years from now, but will she be the same? How do you know she won't be a feminist? How do you know that she won't change? How do you know she won't cheat, get a work husband, and all these things? Look, I'm not trying to be a doubtcaster. I'm trying to get you to understand that amidst the feminist world we're living in, you have to make a choice of whether you want to be a risk tradition or accept your freedom. See, freedom thinks that people think that freedom means freedom to do whatever you want. No, it means freedom to take any choice that you want, whether it's high risk, low risk, hard, easy. That is your choice. You get a choice. And when you don't have this choice, you're limited. But a lot of people use the very freedoms that they have, that they were given, to put themselves back in a box. To put the limitators back on, to put the handcuffs back on their wrists because it's comfortable. Because it's what they've been used to having. That is what people do in relationships. They want the tradition because it's what they've been conditioned to want. They think it's their best option, when in fact, it is not. It is the option you've been conditioned to want, when in fact, it is the very thing that puts you back in the very system that these people actively say is oppressive. Gentlemen, I don't care if you want to produce your own philosophy to get yourself through this life, or you want to adopt Andrew Tate, Coach Greg Adams, whoever's philosophy, Joker from Better Bachelor, myself, don't matter. All of these men have solutions to this problem. My friends, it comes down to you. What is it you want? How are you going to go about getting it? These are all things you must answer, and it is your life at stake. I could talk all day about this, and trust me, I'll talk more about it. But if you are unwilling to decide what it is you want and how you're going to get it, then you're always going to be in flux, and you're never going to get actually want. You're just going to find out what you don't want. My friends, if you have anything you want to say, comments, concerns, criticisms, critiques, please let me know, even in the comments. I know some of you are going through some hard times right now. Maybe you're going through a divorce. Maybe you went through a divorce recently. Maybe your girlfriend cheated on you. Maybe you're single and you're trying to build yourself and you don't know what to do and you're trying to figure it out. I can relate to some of those things directly. And if I can't directly relate to them, there are other men on this channel who can. And I can personally guarantee you that. All you gotta do is look at the comment section on some of these videos. I'll tell you. My friends, you're not alone. We all have our own unique struggles, but let me tell you. This is a community that's built off of understanding and accepting different people's ideas. Okay? You don't have to be a biblical bachelor, but I'm accepting of what you want to do. My friends, you take care of yourselves. In the meantime, do your own research. Think for yourself. And remember something. This is your life. You only get one life as far as we know. There might be two. We'll make it a good one. I'm out of here. Peace.